This thing was supposed to be funded by the coins. The coins fell short, so the government started making up the difference. By the way, is any of that money left from the coins? Are they still selling coins, or are they trying that, or doing anything to try to get this thing back on track?
Well, the coin money has fizzled out, so it was not the grand perpetuity that the founders had hoped for this program. And the Congress is no longer giving appropriations, or has not given appropriations in over a year and a half. There are a couple organizations that have done some very good work tracking this. The Citizens Against Government Waste have been riding herd in this program for a number of years, and they've done some very good exposés on some of its questionable expenditures. The Washington Post had a really good front page article, I believe, in January 2013. Which kind of jolted, which did a lot to put this program on the radar screen in Washington, and I think make members of Congress much more hesitant to be seen pushing funding for this.
I noticed they do have enough money, though, to hire a lobbying firm.
That was interesting. Yeah, they hired that lobbying firm last fall. I was told that the money for that had run out, in the same way that money for most of their activities had run out, but. It was interesting that they hired a lobbying firm to try to get themselves a larger budget, and it was a lobbying firm run by a former Speaker of the House, almost Speaker of the House. I'm not sure if he got confirmed before he resigned, but it's the same lobbying firm that has represented a number of dictators, including dictators from Libya, Egypt, and the Congo. And the same company was working to try to help get more money from Congress for this Christopher Columbus Fellowship Foundation.
Let's see here. After all that, it says the foundation requested that the Office of Management and Budget approve an appropriation $676,000 for 2016, but the Obama folks said, no, we're not going to do that, right?
That is correct. It's interesting. This is a rare example where the Obama team has been on the right side of government waste. It's unfortunate that they're not they've not taken the same position on several hundred other federal programs, but at least on this one, they seem to have gotten it right.
Now, they're trying to, according to your article here, reinvent themselves as a nonprofit.
Right. The folks who are, some of them volunteering their time right now are working to try to get approval from the IRS to get the nonprofit tax status and to push some, especially some of the school award programs, to get that reestablished with private funding. And if they're able to do that, that's fine. I mean, I have no quarrel with that. I mean, this is the whole point of the nonprofit tax status. And if they do manage to get it rolling on that front, you know, I certainly would not criticize them again. And I think that even the Washington Post might not jump on them.
Although from your article, it seems that there's a pattern where somebody who has been one of their guardian angels in Congress ends up working for them later once they get out. So I have to wonder, some of the people that are working to keep it moving now, are they just going to end up on the board of directors and getting a salary out of this thing?
Don't know. I mean, I haven't thought about that. I haven't looked at that. It's really hard to know what's going to happen. But there's probably going to be some very large omnibus budget bills coming down the road in the next few months, and it would not surprise me at all if this foundation all of a sudden popped up for getting another $500,000 or $1 million or whatever, and that being something for which there were no fingerprints. It's something like, you know, so we're supposed to assume it was the equivalent of a divine intervention. And part of the trouble with these huge budget bills is that there's basically zero discipline, because Congress, it often happens that the processes by which these are enacted are basically secretive, and they don't even have to disclose which congressman or senator it was who pushed the button to get a certain group or a certain foundation money.
Do any of the folks from Pennsylvania, Congressman Bill Schuster, Senator Pat Toomey, Senator Bob Casey, do they have anything of involvement of voting for or against this, or would it be in some large package that they're going for yay or nay for the whole thing?
Yeah, if something like this comes up, it would almost certainly be a huge package thing, because I think it would be suicide to try and move a bill for this as a standalone because it doesn't have the support and the Washington Post, Citizens for Against Government Waste, and other places have criticized individual congressmen who have pushed this. So chances of it being a standalone are almost zilch, but it could get rolled into one of these big bills. And at that point, it's a huge crapshoot, and the only guarantee is that taxpayers will get shafted.
So what do we do about this?
Write your congressman. Well, actually, maybe that wouldn't do much good. Part of the point of this story is just to try to make people recognize how the budgeting process and federal spending is usually on automatic pilot. How the system simply makes the same mistakes year after year, and how it's very rare for any program to have its funding zeroed out, even in spite of things like some of the studies that some of the projects that the school kids got awards for. So basically, folks should be a whole lot more skeptical of any claims on how federal spending is beneficial made by either party.
You know what people are going to say? This is for the kids. Why are you being such a jerk about, why rail against something like this where you're trying to encourage kids to do something good and pay for it with taxpayer money?
Well, folks will say that, but it's possible to have programs which are not laughing stocks. I mean, the whole thing of giving an award to school, which proved that people are more likely to recycle, they get free recycling bins. If this is the intellectual standard which the program is using, we don't need this. This is not helping kids. This is just PR and photo opportunity stuff. So, and it's possible that if the program came back as a nonprofit, that they would have much higher standards and better evaluation. I don't know, but. There are so many programs like this, and so many things are supposed to be good for the kids. But the quality of education in this country has gone down sharply, thanks in part to all the government mandates and government intervention.
So that's the Christopher Columbus Fellowship Foundation, and you'll keep an eye on this and let us know what's happening. If anything happens in the future, one way or the other.
I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
What else are you working on that you're looking into in future stories?
I'm on the USA Today Board of Contributors, so I'm doing quite a few stories for them. I did a story for them in early September on the federal survey, which greatly exaggerates hunger, which has been used to support expanding food stamps and school feeding programs, even though many of the recipients are obese. Did a program on the sugar program, which some congressmen from Pennsylvania have been great on, trying to shoot down the sugar import barriers and price supports, which have shafted Hershey chocolate, among other places. Just throwing rocks at lots of boondoggles.
And if people want to follow you on social media, where can they go?
JimBovard.com. That's also my Twitter handle, at Jim Bovard. Hopefully it's not too difficult to find.